Moving on to something very different, the fight against racial discrimination has raged in America for centuries, but our next story is about a new struggle, discrimination against people with HIV and AIDS. At the Wales West Light Railway and RV Resort in Silver Hill, Alabama, in July, a couple was asked to keep their HIV-positive foster son out of the public pool and shower. The property owner said he was worried that the toddler might pose a health risk to other patrons. The incident made national news, and now a group of AIDS awareness activists is planning what it calls a swim-in. About 150 people, many of them HIV positive, will descend on the resort's pools and showers this Labor Day to protest the owner's decision. In a few minutes, we're going to speak with the property owner, but first, I'm joined by Sylvia Glover. She's the foster mother of two-year-old Caleb, the boy who was kept from using several parts of the resort. Ms. Glover, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
So I want to know more about what exactly happened at the resort.
Well, basically, I mentioned that my son, Caleb, was HIV when we checked in, and then later one of the staff or workers there in the office come down and told us that, you know, that he wasn't to be allowed to use the shower or the swimming pool because they were scared that his HIV would be of danger to the other guests.
Well, the owner, Ken Zadnicek, says he told the Mobile Press Register that he wanted you to temporarily keep your foster child out of the common areas until he received documentation from the physician or the health department saying it was safe. Now, do you fault him for asking?
Yes, because that's, of course, breaking Caleb's civil rights, and you're also offending a lot of other HIV individuals, thousands and thousands for that fact. And so he had no right under the laws of this land to ask anything of us concerning Caleb.
Now, you also think that there may be other reasons than the HIV status that this became an issue. What other reasons?
I had wondered at the time when they came down, the very first things they said, it's not because he's black. But me and my husband both felt that it might have been coming from that because he is black. And, of course, there weren't no other black children in, there at the park. And he would have realized right off the bat you couldn't discriminate against blacks. But I don't think that he realized that he couldn't discriminate against HIV. But I understand that with all the education he's been receiving and all, that that from now on that all HIV and AIDS people welcome.
Well, you know, your family is interracial by design. You have three biological sons, a daughter you adopted when she was five, and 60 foster children who've come into your home over the last 25 years. With your daughter now being a paraplegic and your husband having cancer, you've got so much on your plate. Why do you add this to the many fights that, you have no doubt fought over your life?
Well, you know, I didn't plan it. We picked up Caleb at the hospital and fell in love with him and learned that he was HIV, and we're the only parents he's ever known, and I would never back away. The biggest thing Caleb needs is love, and I don't have a lot of things in this life, but I can love a child.
Well, Mrs. Glover, thank you so much for sharing your story.
Thank you.
Sylvia Glover is the foster mother of two-year-old Caleb Glover.